Well, McHappy Day is here once again, and I am very happy to be speaking to Tim Carter, who is owner-operator of the McDonald's here in Perth, Kempville, Smiths Falls, and Carlton Place. Tim, exciting day for you and your staff.
Absolutely, Bob, and I'm glad to be here to talk to you about it.
Well, let's first hit on what is going to be happening at the restaurants today. People can go into McDonald's as per usual. They place their order, and some money is going to be going to help a certain cause.
Yes, so 10% of our sales today are going to the Ronald McDonald House directly right in Ottawa that helps so many families from our area.
And so you don't need to buy a specific item or anything like that. You can just go in and make your favorite McDonald's order. And I know we all have one of those. And then just by doing that, you're making a difference with that 10%.
Yes, all your favorites will count as part of that 10%.
Sounds amazing. And you mentioned the Ronald McDonald House. Now, this is very important. The fun and all the great things that are going to be going on at the restaurants, that's a part of it. But really, it's all about getting those funds for the Ronald McDonald House charities across the communities in Canada. Locally, we're talking about the Ronald McDonald House in Ottawa, where you actually sit on the board, correct?
Yes, I sit on the board for that house. The house is located right on the property of CHEO. It's literally steps away from the front entrance. And we're right in the middle of a big expansion of that house because the need is tremendous.
Absolutely. Now, I know that there's been some incredible work that has gone on and is going on at that particular home. Let's talk a little bit about the expansion before we talk about what goes on within the walls. So maybe just take us through what you're trying to do there.
Well, I guess to start out, the house right now has 16 bedrooms, 16 suites, if you want to call it that. And we're going up to 36. It's a three-story expansion, more than doubling that house. It's making a larger kitchen for the families, more family rooms for the families, and it's $22.7 million. We're in the ground. The construction has started, and we're expecting to see the construction finished late this year, around November, into the early part of next year. So it's a really, really big project. And at McDonald's, we consider and call ourselves forever and founding partners of the Ronald McDonald Houses.
Makes a lot of sense. And I remember when we were having this conversation last year, you were telling me that expansion and just how large it is. It's incredible, but it also speaks to the actual need for those particular suites.
Yeah, we serve in the Ottawa area with that house. We serve 200 rural and northern communities, all the way up into the Arctic, believe it or not. Families come to this house, but many, many families, I do want to say, come from our area because it helps families that need a home away from home when their child is sick and to be close to their family. And it's interesting because, as part of that $22.7 million, the federal government and the provincial government are helping with a little over $12 million of that. And so they recognize, the government recognizes what the houses do for families. And there's more to go on the fundraising point, or we are probably right now about $1.6 million short of our goal. So our money that we raise locally is going to that expansion.
Can you walk us through a little bit about the process and what families experience when they need to get a room at the Ronald McDonald House because they have a child who's in CHEO?
Yeah, Bob, a lot of the families, they work through the nurses and through the social workers at CHEO, and they'll actually be connected with the house because a lot of them don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. Their child is sick right now. It just happened, and they need to stay close to them. We've seen families stay, days, weeks, months at the house. They can even call the house. The problem today is that we don't have enough room at the house. We don't have enough space for all of the families. And across the country, four out of five families can't be helped today. So all of the houses in Canada, there's 16 of them, are being expanded. As we've talked about, the house in Ottawa is more than doubling right now. That the need is just amazing. And the cost to a family to stay at the house is $10 a night. And if they can't even afford that, that fee is waived. But you can imagine $10 a night compared to what a hotel would cost in Ottawa these days.
And let's be honest, the amenities at the Ronald McDonald House are all about making these people comfortable while being in close proximity to their homes. So it's much better than a hotel, especially because there are other people there that can help cope. People who may have been there, like you said, for a few days or weeks, who can lend some support to some of the newcomers.
Yeah, there's a lot of community in that house between the families. And there's also a lot of resources available through the people who work at the house. They have a lot of experience. Many of them have been there for years, working with the families and helping them. There's so much support for a family once they, open that door and walk in.
So there you go. That's where your money from McHappy Day is going. It is going to help those families and, more importantly, help those kids. Because if you're helping their family, you're helping those young patients as well. Tim, of course, McHappy Day taking place at the Perth location, Smiths Falls, Carleton Place in Kempville, and McDonald's locations clear across the country. Pretty exciting day. Is there anything that we left out that you'd like to mention, sir?
We are also asking for donations for the day today as well. And it's an exciting day for us. This is our charity, and this is our chance to help people in our community. So we're really excited about McHappy Day today. And I want to say thank you for having me.
Absolutely, and we're excited too. We've got MJ who will be down there at 9 o'clock this morning. I'll be there from 11 o'clock until noon, and then Brian Perkin, he has the afternoon shift. So, give us a little bit of a test if you don't mind. It's going to be a lot of fun down there for sure. Tim Carter, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Our guest today, Tim Carter, Carter Foods. He is the owner and operator of McDonald's in Perth, Kempville, Smiths Falls, and Carleton Place. McHappy Day. Get out there, get to McDonald's, get your favorite, and help Ronald McDonald House.